morning. It's 11 o'clock. It's 10, probably 10:59, 45 or something. Call it 11 o'clock. It's Thursday morning, December 19th, 2019. Hello, ha. Ah, and my finger is freezing off. Hang on a second. I gotta fumble with my gloves. Put this in my pocket and hope it continues to work. Hi. Long time no see. Long time no talk. It's an overcast and very chilly day this morning. It's 38, 36, 38, somewhere in there. It's warm enough that there's water in the gutter, but it feels pretty frosty to me. At least on my exposed parts, like my nose, my ears aren't exposed, but my fingers were there for a minute. So, yeah, I probably should not be doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway. The issue is that I have a pretty substantial hematoma on the side of my neck that's pressing against my jugular vein. So, moderate exercise is okay, but they just assume I didn't get into, like, running marathons or stuff like that, just because that partial occlusion causes some issues. Not the least of which is that the blood doesn't circulate freely to my brain, which is either a positive or negative, depending on your point of view. But not walking at all, which is what I've been doing for the last lifetime. I think it's like 2 weeks. It feels much longer. Not walking at all, not walking outdoors, and largely not walking at all has been it's made everything else just that much more difficult. So I did a walk yesterday for about the first mile and cut it off. I did get in just about a mile. And I got back, I felt a little bit winded, a little bit lightheaded, but I really needed to get out and do this walk this morning. So I don't know if I'll be able to do it again tomorrow, but I did it today. That's kind of like, that's pretty much the way I've been living for the last couple, 3 weeks while we wait for this lymph node issue to be addressed and resolved. It's like, I can do it today. I don't know what yet tomorrow will be. So, let's see. On the writing front, I got my words in today. I got my words in before I came for the walk. I got going early, and I was in a place where there was a lot of stuff happening, so I was able to grind through 2,100 words pretty quickly. My goal is 2,000 for the day, 2,000 new words every day. And that's averaged over the month. So every day I'm supposed to make 2,000 new words, but this surgery day, it probably will surprise no one that I did not make 2,000 words that day. I did make 500 or 600. I just ran into these women on the other side. Cute dog. So I get 500 or 600 in.
Hi.
Morning.
Yeah.
After the surgery in the afternoon, I was kind of loopy, but I got 400 or 500 words. I got enough that it continued the streak, and for the words, even though I was prepared to cheat it a little bit with one of their little game mechanics where you can take a day you missed and pretend it didn't happen. Didn't need to do that. I was also prepared to just paste some words in to get the 444 that I needed to count the day, and I did that before I went. Turns out I didn't need to, because I got enough words later. And the average for the month is still really quite good. I've got... today's the 19th, and I've got like 40-something thousand words for the month. So I'm well over my 2K a day average. I will reconcile the counts by at the end of month, because there's no way I can commit to 2K every day. But I can commit to an average of 2,000 a day over the course of a month. So that's where we're going with it. Coming up on year end, and I'm really pleased with the words. I'm really pleased with the Wizard's Butler. I still haven't got word back from Karen on the edits for Cape Grace. I don't have the authors. I don't have the covers either, so there's that. I'm still waiting on the kid to come up with her half of Barbarian 1, tentatively titled Hostage. Dun, dun, dun. But I'm 76,000 into Wizard's Butler. I should come to the end here pretty quick. Things are beginning to come to a close. There's a couple of different plot lines that are coming together at the same time, and we'll see how that all works out. I don't know if it's going to go to its full 100,000, but it doesn't really matter. It'll break 80K. That's a good length. I think it's going to be a good story. I'm looking forward to getting it into edit so that I can figure out where I'm going to go. There's pieces of it that I just sort of been throwing things up against the wall, and there are some things that are just sort of like hanging there, and I'm going to need to figure out what to do with them, whether I'm just going to scrape them out or whether I'm going to add to them in order to get them anchored into the story rather than feeling like they're just sort of tacked on the side. So we'll see how that works. I don't know how it's going to work, but that will be what I do after I get the first draft done and start the next project for the first draft, because my rules of engagement for 2020 are 2K new words every day on average over the month. That little legal terms and conditions apply. But that means that I have the rest of the day to work on edits for the books that are already in process. So that will count for when I get the edits back from Karen and the covers to go on both of the Shaman Tales. I can work on those after I've done my 2K for the day, which is really why I'm anxious to get those words out first thing in the morning, early on, to leave as much time as possible to make progress on the works that are behind it, or more accurately, in front of it, so that I'm constantly putting new work together, but I'm not waiting to get the old work out before I start the new pieces. The analogy that I've been using is that I've been looking at my annual production as if it was buckets of words. So, you know, I was looking at, okay, 4 buckets full of words. What am I going to put in those buckets? I don't know. Let me ponder what I'm going to put in those buckets. And of course, last year was only one bucket. or this year, 2019, was only one bucket. Last year I think I got 3 books out last year. I know I got at least 2. This year might come up 0, or I might not have any out this year. Just because I haven't got the stuff I need to finish them off. But looking at it from the perspective of, okay, I'm not looking at buckets. I'm looking at a hose. I have a hose, and the hose is going to spit out 2,000 words every day. And the question is, how many of those words can I catch and can they go together? And it's really, it sounds like it should be the same, but it's really a very different kind of perspective from where I'm sitting. So I'm not really worried about what the story is that I'm going to write next. I just know I'm going to write a story, a new story, as soon as I get to the end of The Wizard's Butler. And I have between now and then, I probably will spend some time on it this afternoon, figuring out what that story is going to be, so that when the day comes and I have to swap over, it's just, okay, we'll finish the words for today and then start the new book tomorrow. And keep on going. Count up on it, get ready, say it with me. Monk Post. And so the next book, after Wizard, I'm going back to space. I'm going back to, I think I mentioned this before, the clustering of suggestions. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to go to Dark Knight Station and start the Tales from Toholtz and see what I can do with a story that's set on Dark Knight. And maybe it'll be an origin story. Maybe it'll be how Virkel Condor took over Dark Knight Station. He didn't actually found it. I have to go look and see what I wrote about it in the Traveler's Guide to Toholtz, but I don't think he actually founded it. And so that, having him taking over Dark Knight Station might make for a good conflict. Perhaps a little more militaristic than I would like, but the other side of that is that I'm also giving some serious thought to what economic warfare looks like, what it looks like when the tools you use are business and not guns. Which was one of the early ideas I had about the Golden Age, but which never really got beyond buy it here, sell it there. There is a hint of it in, I want to say it's in Captain's Share with Agamemnon and that ill-fated cargo of kitty litter, where the two companies are battling each other, trying to each take over the other one by some sort of punitive means. So we'll see. I don't know what it's going to look like. I got to do a little brainstorming. I'm going to do some free writing. And I will do that free writing in for the words, so it will actually count for bonus words for the day. It's not like I need them, but if I'm going to write them, I just might as well count them. Because the clock starts again at the first of the month, so my goal for the month is 62,000 words. Anything I get over 62,000 is gravy. So January 1st, I think January is 31 days, so 62,000 words at the end of January is my goal. Anything over that is gravy. I start the next month, February 1st, 56,000 words for February, and so on and so on and so on and so on. So the goal is 2K. The goal is 2K a day, average over the month. And I've got my planner, my Corinne O'Flynn author planning guide, open on my desk. It's ready to roll into for the last week in December, first week in January, which is coming right up. Boy, they scraped this one down hard. They got a bucket loader in here to, I know I mentioned this before, to scrape down the intersections where they had been built up with ice. And the bucket loader dug right into the tar. Holy crap. It's big gouges, big scars on the concrete and digs in the tar where they got down perhaps a little bit deeper than they wanted to. I suspect by the time they got around to here, they were just pretty much fed up with the whole process and just wanted to get it over with. I can't imagine feeling like that. Sorry. Anyway, I just finished reading the last two volumes, current volumes, anyway, of Exile, the Glenn Stewart trilogy. Pretty good. Military science fiction. But it's Glenn Stewart, and written really well. I enjoyed it a great deal. He had fun playing with pronouns. Because he's dealing with alien races that have, for example, three genders, male, female, and ban. And their pronouns were also ban. So, ban said to ban self. And now he's just trolling people. I'm pretty sure he's just trolling people. He had somebody complain that a book with gay main characters should carry a warning. It's like, really? If you think that's appropriate, don't tell me. I don't want to know. But I was like, okay, why? I don't want to know. Well, I have to say, I'm coming up on making the north turn here. I can feel the pulse on my neck, but other than that, I don't feel particularly rough. I don't know what my legs will do tomorrow, but for today, they're still working. Up on lunchtime, I gotta figure something for lunch. I got a ham, I got a spiral sliced ham a few days ago, and we cooked that. It was already fully cooked, but I warmed it up, and we've been having ham casserole, macaroni and cheese with ham. I think I have enough broccoli. I could probably do a ham and cheese quiche for dinner. Oh, that actually sounds pretty good. I'm ready for something besides ham for lunch, though. I'll just throw that out there. So there's still a lot of snow around. There's pockets of it here and there. There's a lot of it where there's shade. There's less where there's more direct sunlight for longer periods of the day. Not too surprising. But like I'm walking past a foot tall berm beside the road, still a foot tall. The park has quite a lot of snow and it's in amongst the tufts of grass. The tufts themselves stick up far through the snow pack, but there's still a lot of snow out there. I can tell it's been a while since I've been outside. I get that sort of eye ache when you step outside into the direct sun and go, oh. I've been out long enough now that it's gone away, but when I was trying to take the picture, it was like, ow, ooh. Ear is still numb. I think it's the hematoma is pinching off a nerve. It's just under the edge of my jaw, so it's probably just pinching off a nerve, which makes my left ear feel like it's been shot full of Novocaine. And here we are. You made it. I didn't pass out. I didn't keel over. I didn't run terribly long either. 20 minutes. 20, 23, 4, 5. At any rate, here I am. Still. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.